The big Queensland blue brute that led the dog pack took a slavish fancy to the priest and followed him without question, meaning Frank was very definitely the second-string man. Half of Frank didn't mind. He alone among Paddy's sons had not taken to life on Drogheda. He had wanted nothing more than to quit New Zealand, but not to come to this. He hated the ceaseless patrolling of the paddocks, the hard ground to sleep on most nights, the savage dogs which could not be treated as pets and were shot if they failed to do their work. But the ride into the gathering clouds had an element of adventure to it. Even the bending, cracking trees seemed to dance with an outlandish joy. Father Rafe worked like a man in the grip of some obsession, sooling the dogs after unsuspecting bands of sheep, sending the silly woolly things leaping and bleating in fright, until the low-shaped streaking through the grass got them packed tight and running. Only having the dogs enabled a small handful of men to operate a property the size of Drogheda. Bred to work sheep or cattle, they were amazingly intelligent and needed very little direction. By nightfall, Father Rafe and the dogs, with Frank trying to do his inadequate best behind them, had cleared all the sheep out of one paddock, normally several days' work. He unsaddled his mare near a clump of trees by the gate to the second paddock, talking optimistically of being able to get the stock out of it also before the rain started. The dogs were sprawled flat out in the grass, tongues lolling, the big Queensland blue fawning and cringing at Father Rafe's feet. Frank dug a repulsive collection of kangaroo meat out of his saddlebag and flung it to the dogs, which fell on it, snapping and biting at each other jealously. "Bloody awful brutes," he said. "They don't behave like dogs, they're just jackals."
"I think these are probably a lot closer to what God intended dogs should be," said Father Rafe mildly. "Alert, intelligent, aggressive, and almost untamed. For myself, I prefer them to the house pet species." He smiled. "The cats, too. Haven't you noticed them around the sheds? As wild and vicious as panthers. Won't let a human being near them. But they hunt magnificently, and call no man master or provider."
He unearthed a cold piece of mutton and a packet of bread and butter from his saddlebag, carved a hunk from the mutton, and handed the rest to Frank. Putting the bread and butter on a log between them, he sank his white teeth into the meat with evident enjoyment.